In January, most of Europe will switch to a new currency, the euro. More than 15 billion new notes and 50 billion new coins will be released. It's a vast logistical exercise, and skeptics are predicting chaos in shops and long lines at banks. For poet Andrei Codrescu, this turning point means the end of the national currencies that he spent recklessly during his youth.
Ah, lovely lira, as big as sails, unfurling in the wind over the steps in Piazza di Spagna just past mid-century, with your promise of pasta and vino at Peppino's Trattoria. A mere 100 lira back then, a mere 1,000 a year later, 10,000 the year after that, inflatable lira, your sails filled with wind, going up, up for decades until landing on the shores of the euro. Ah, lira, you gave me the courage to hold Maria Pia's hand, and there were never enough of you to hold her attention. But so what? Lira, you are a whistle on the lips of my youth, not a scandal at the bank of the Holy Spirit. I will remember you always in your splendid worthlessness, like youth that gives away everything, expecting nothing in return. Ciao, lira, ciao, bella, gone with Marcello Mastroianni and Federica Fellini. And you, Frank, just holding you was like visiting Picasso in his studio and opening the Champs-Élysées of the Beau Monde, the Montmartre of Moulin Rouge, and the narrow stair to the second floor of Shakespeare and Company, where hippie Swedes without Kronen discussed you like a mirage. Ah, Frank, I never had enough of you, always landing in Paris at a bad time for the dollar, amazed to watch you melt like butter on a hot croissant or sugar in the Petit Café. Goodbye, Frank, who had once blessed François Villon and Henry Miller with pleasures only the Frank could buy in France. Au revoir, Frankie. Go with Piaf and Sondrard to the big bank in the sky. And what can I say about you, Pesetta, with your glories of Zurbaran and Gaudi? What can I say but what I always say when we lift a glass for Garcia Lorca, Andalusia, and Dalí? Amor y pesetas. Adios, peseta. I never had enough of you either, but thanks for lending, rarely, it is true, in hands that spent you on vino and song. And you, Dutch gilder, solid like an Englishman's biscuit, one could always count on you, even when you went mad for tulips. Sturdy like pickled herring, dense like rye bread, brisk like the entrance fee to the Van Gogh Museum. I never had to look at you in despair or hope, because you cared about neither, always equal to yourself and to your bank. I cannot bid you adieu, because I never grew fond of you. You're too much like the dollar, as good as your word. And what can I say about you, pound? I never knew you well enough to miss you. Or you, Swiss franc, with your fragrance of pine and whiff of damp guilt. I never dealt in kronen, or sewed Deutsche marks inside the lining of my coat, like some of my relatives who perished before their coats did. Adieu, all you national currencies, with your beauties, intrigues, and war. I will miss some of you, like I miss my youth, when I mostly missed you. And I welcome the euro, the new exchange of reason, cold but equal. Bienvenido, money without history. Bonjour, cash without memory. And for the nostalgists, there are still zlotys, leys, and rubles, slick with sentiment, nasty with national pride, snarling like toothless lions at the borders. May they also slough off their skins and disappear.
Poet Andrei Codrescu is a professor of English at Louisiana State University in Baton Rouge.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.